as well. Today we're continuing our series called It's Personal, and it's part four. And what we've been doing, if you're new or maybe you're coming back after a while and been gone, we're glad you're back. What we've been doing over the last several weeks is talking about what it means to have a personal relationship with God. And if you, again, have been gone for a while, let me encourage you. You can go online or download the church app and watch all of these messages in their entirety from the very beginning for free. And so I highly encourage you to do that if you're just now coming in on things. But this is part four, and we're talking about a personal relationship with God. And we're using that word personal because that's really what it should be when it comes to our relationship with God. It should be a close relationship. It should be a personal relationship. And yet for many of us, it just isn't. And it's very frustrating because many of us, we come to church and we try to read our Bibles and we try to pray and we try to do all of the religious things and do that sense of duty and come to the events and try to keep the rules. And it's very frustrating because even though we do all of those things, it still feels like that God and me are just not that close. It just doesn't feel real personal. Well, the good news is this, that if you feel that way, you picked a great Sunday to be here again, because remember, if it's not personal and it's not close, it's not on God's end, it's not like God's hiding from you and hoping you don't find Him. No, God wants a relationship with you. He wants a personal relationship with you. So if it's not close, it's not on His end, and there's more good news, it's probably not on your end either. It's not something that you're doing or not doing necessarily. Probably the reason that most of you, you know, don't experience that close relationship with God is because no one ever really explained to you what that meant. No one ever really talked to you about what does that look like. And so that's what we are doing in this series. Now today and the next couple of Sundays as we kind of bring this thing in for a landing, what I want to do is make this as practical as we can. And I want to begin to talk about what exactly does a relationship with God look like? Because it's one thing to know about God and know about everything that He's been doing to set us up and make it possible for us to have a personal relationship with Him. But there's another side of that. We play a role in that. And so today and over the next few Sundays, we're going to make it real practical and we're going to talk about what does a relationship with God really look like? What does it mean to be and to have a relationship with Him? Well, think about some of the close and personal relationships that you have right now. It could be with a spouse, it could be with a child, it could be with a parent, or maybe a friend. When you think about those people that you're close to, how do you do those relationships? Well, it's not brain science, right? I mean, you just find someone, or maybe you're related to someone, and you're just together with them. Right? Some of them you like to be with, some of them you don't like to be with, but you're close to them, you're with them a lot, you talk to each other, they share some things about what's going on in their life, you share some things about what's going on in your life, and then if they leave, if they, you know, they're gone for a few days on a business trip, or maybe they go off to school, or maybe they go off and get married, and, you know, life has changed, and all of that kind of stuff, I mean, you miss them, but those are the people that you do life with. And if you have a friend, it kind of works the same way. There's people that you're close to, you're friends with, you like being with them, you like their company, you enjoy talking with them and spending time together. Well, a close and personal relationship with God happens the exact same way. A relationship with God is just like any other relationship that you have in terms of how you get to know someone and how you get to be with someone and how you do life with someone. A relationship with God functions the exact same way. And listen, a relationship with God isn't complicated. Now, some of us are in relationships with people and it's just complicated, isn't it? And it's not complicated on your end because you're centered and you're balanced. They're the ones that's complicated, right? They're the ones that's out of balance. You're sort of centered and you're balanced, and yet they're the ones that complicated it, that's complicated and has issues. Well, sometimes when it comes to our relationship with God, listen, we want to make it complicated, and it's not. And we want to spiritualize it, and we want to make it mystical, and we want to make it complicated, and it isn't. Because a relationship with God functions in the exact same way of many of your other relationships, but when it comes to God, unlike your other relationships, when you're in a relationship with God, He loves you unconditionally. He loves just being with you. He loves you as you are. He doesn't get frustrated with you. He doesn't get upset with you. He doesn't give you the cold shoulder or try to guilt you with manipulation. He doesn't act dramatic or moody. He's not up one day and down the next. You never know with some people in your life what you're going to get. Is he going to be good or not good? God is not like that, and it's not complicated. He's not hard to deal with, and you may have relationships with people like that. You may be sitting next to them today. Don't raise your hands, but you know and I know what it's like to be in relationships with people, and it's very complicated with some of them. A relationship with God isn't complicated. It is meant to be easy, and as easy as some of the easy relationships that you have in your life. But again, the question becomes, how do you experience a close relationship with God? What does it mean to be in a relationship with God? Well, just like in all of your other relationships, one of the things that you have to have for that relationship to be meaningful is communication, right? It's not enough to just like the other person. It's not enough to just want to be with them. You have to communicate. There has to be communication. And you communicate in lots of different ways. You may call them, or you may text them, or you may say, hey, let's meet for coffee, or let's meet for lunch, or what are you doing today? And, you know, there's got to be communication. It's what keeps things going between you two. If you don't communicate with one another, what kind of relationship would you really have? You wouldn't have one. Well, when it comes to our relationship with God, if we're going to be close to Him, guess what? You have to be able to communicate with Him. And it's not just talking. It's about listening. Now listen, here's where we're going today. If you're going to be in a personal relationship with God where it's close and it's personal, if you're going to experience that, you can't simply do all the talking. You have to learn how to listen. Now, let me clarify this. I'm not talking about hearing audible voices, okay? Can God speak in audible voices? Yeah, He can do anything He wants to. I've never heard God speak audibly. I think if He were to speak to me audibly, I'd be so freaked out at what He said, I wouldn't even be able to listen to Him. So, can God do it? Absolutely. But I'm not talking about hearing audible voices. But if we're going to have a relationship with God that's personal, we have to learn to listen to Him. It's absolutely critical. Because again, God wants a relationship with us. And part of having a relationship with Him means, just like your other relationships, you have to communicate. And communicating isn't just about talking and praying to God. It's about listening. And here's why. You ready? Listening is what keeps things relational with God. Listening to Him and learning to listen to Him, not just doing all the talking and God, we'll see you next week. Listening keeps things relational. And here's what happens, and here's where many of us are. Because no one's ever told us how to listen to God. No one's ever mentioned that or showed us what that looks like. What's happened to us, in many instances, our religious experience has become just a religious one. In the sense of, now we have a sense of duty, now we have a sense of obligation, and religion is something that, you know, Christianity becomes a religion, being a Christian becomes about, you know, religious activities that you attend, things that you do, rules that you keep, and for many of us, that's where we are. When we think God, we think about religion, we think about rules, we think about it's a Sunday and it is a building that you attend somewhere. It's not just talking. If there's just talking and no listening, then your whole Christian experience will only be about the events you attend and the rules that you keep. But listen, nothing makes a relationship with God more personal than learning to listen to Him. Nothing makes it helps you to move quicker from rules and events and those kind of things and going through the motions and showing up and getting a brownie point because you attended the event and you gave a little bit of money and you got out by 12. Nothing moves the thing from religion to relationship like that one-on-one time learning to listen to Him. Nothing makes it more personal. And the reason that this is so important is because if you and I are going to have a relationship with God that's personal, there's going to have to be communication. And communication isn't just about you talking. You've been in conversations with people and they did all the talking. You were in conversations with people, they did all the talking, and you realize, this isn't going anywhere. We're not communicating, there's a lot of words being thrown around, nobody's listening, nothing is sinking in. For there to be real communication, someone has to be listening. Listening is vital to our relationship with God, and if you're not listening to God, listen, you're not going to be close to Him. And it's not God's fault. God wants to communicate with you. The question is, are we listening? Now, nobody understood what it meant to listen to God more than Jesus. Nobody got it more than Him. Nobody understood it better. Nobody practiced it more than Jesus. In fact, when you read the Gospels, you find that oftentimes He was so busy teaching and so busy preaching and so many people wanted to come to Him and talk with Him about their life and wanted to be healed and doing everything that He came to do. Oftentimes, you would see Him slip away from the crowd and go be alone with His Father. If you have a Bible, I want to show you a couple of instances. This is Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, He's talking about all of these people who are coming to see Jesus and hear from Jesus and be healed. And He's been working all day, and there's no telling how long He has been up in the night trying to deal with all of these people. And here's what it says. Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 32. It says, that evening after sunset, He'd been working all day, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. And the whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but He wouldn't let the demons speak because they knew who He was. That's interesting. But look at the next verse. Very early in the morning, He'd been up all night doing His thing. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went to a solitary place where He did what? Now, I don't know about you, but if I had the day that Jesus had the day before, and if I had the night that He had, I would have probably slept in the next morning and justified it. Like, God, did you see the day I had yesterday? Did you see how late I got? I got in at 9 o'clock last night. And God, you understand, Jesus got up, went to a solitary place, and He prayed. Look over a couple of other chapters to chapter 6. Let me show you another incident. This is Mark chapter 6. Jesus had performed this incredible miracle. It's the feeding of the 5,000, probably more than that. He takes a couple of fish, a couple of loaves, and feeds all of these people. And they're excited because now they believe He's really from God. He's the Messiah. He's the one that they've been waiting for. And there's a big crowd. They're trying to make Him king. And the disciples are like, yes, this is the moment, God. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been working toward. Look at what happens. Look at verse 45, Mark chapter 6, verse 45. After all of that, immediately, all these people around, Jesus made His disciples get to a boat and go ahead of them into Bethsaida while He dismissed the crowd. And after leaving them, He went up on a mountainside to pray. And we find out later that the disciples come to Jesus and they say, now, why did you do that? Because we had all these people, we had all this momentum, they had all come to celebrate you. You're very popular, things are going great, this is what we've been waiting for. And Jesus said, yeah, I understand, but I needed to go pray. Yeah, but there's too much to do. You don't have time for that. Maybe, but I have to go and I have to be with my Father. His relationship with God was such a priority in His life. He wanted to be with His Father. And generally, that was early in the morning. He would get up and He would go away to a solitary place where nobody knew who He was, where He was, just to be with the Father. Jesus understood that if you are going to be close to God, it can't just be a bunch of talking. There has to be some listening, and Jesus understood that, and He was finding a place to listen. You can't listen in a crowd. You can't listen in the hustle and bustle of life. You can't listen driving on your way to work in the morning. Listening is about time alone in a solitary place, being with God. Now, again, there is so much that we can say about this, and I don't want to rush through that. And so next Sunday, I'm going to talk to you about some very practical things that you can do to help you learn how to listen and what you do to make that happen. What I want to do this morning is to spend the next few minutes before I let you go. And I want to talk about the thing that keeps us from hearing God. That this is the thing that keeps us from being able to listen to Him. And I'll tell you this, this is probably the thing that keeps you from having a personal relationship with God. This is the thing that talks, that explains why we try to listen to God. It just doesn't happen. When it comes to listening to God, here's the issue, okay? The issue isn't getting God to speak. God wants to speak. He wants to speak to you about your life, the things going on in your life. The issue isn't getting God to speak. The issue is being in a position to listen. God will speak to you. The question is, are you in a position to listen? God will speak to you. The question is, will you hear Him? And if you're not in a position to listen, you won't hear God. It's interesting, when you read the Gospels, Jesus would, He would go around and He would teach and He would preach, and then He would end those times by saying this, and perhaps you've heard this before. He would say, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." You've heard that before? Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And what Jesus was saying is, okay, I have preached my message. I have talked and told you what the message is. And some of you heard it, and some of you didn't. And those of you who were in a position to listen, you heard it. Some of you, you heard the words that everybody else heard, but they were in a position to listen, and you weren't. So my message, Jesus would say, is only for those who have ears to hear. My message is only for those who have positioned themselves before God so that they can hear my message and listen. What does it mean to be in a position to listen? Well, here's what's interesting. When Jesus says, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear," He's actually quoting the prophet Ezekiel. And this was hundreds of years before Jesus came on. And Jesus was quoting, and what He quotes, I want to read this to you. We'll put this up on the screen in just a second. What He quotes gives us insight into what it means to be in a position to hear from God. Here's what Ezekiel says. Ezekiel chapter 12, he's writing a bunch of stuff down. God's speaking to him, and here's what Ezekiel writes. Ezekiel chapter 12, he says this, "The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, you are living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but they don't see. They have ears to hear, but they do not hear. Why? For they are a," what's the word? "Rebellious people." Do you know what Ezekiel is saying? Do you know what Jesus was alluding to? That if you have your back turned to God, you won't hear Him. If you have your back turned to God, you can't hear Him. Ezekiel says, if you have your back turned to God, you are a rebellious person. Now, you're in a position not to listen. You say, "Well, I'm not a rebellious person." Okay, let's talk about that. Is there an area of your life that you are holding on to, that you're kind of keeping to yourself and saying, "God, now I need you to help me with all of this other stuff, but right here, this is mine. Just stay away from this. God, here's some things I need help with. I need you to help me financially. I need you to help me and bless me. This is, you know, I need you to help me with my money, but I'm not going to give anything to you. It's my money, and I'll just do what I want with my money." If there's any area of your life that you are holding on to and part of it, or part of it, and you're saying to God, "This is my deal. This is my deal. This is my, this is my money, my, whatever. God, I really want to be close to you, but I'm not going to surrender this to you and say, okay, I'll do whatever it is you want me to do." Ezekiel says, you're rebellious. Ezekiel says, you have your back turned to God. And if you have your back turned to God, you won't hear God. God may speak, but you won't hear. You'll sit through a message just like this, and everybody here will hear the same information. And you'll walk away, and some people will say, "Man, God spoke to them," but you won't hear Him. And it's not because God won't speak. It's because you're not in a position to listen. And see, here's the thing. I think for many of us, and in fact, I know you well enough that you want a close relationship with God. I just know you do. I know you want it to be personal. I know you want to have a relationship with God that's close and personal, but yet you still hold on to this thing. And it's like, God, I want you to speak to me. And we kind of go about our lives. We've got our lives going on. And I think for most of us, every once in a while, we come to this place where we stop and we ask God to give us advice. It's like, God, I'm holding on to this and I'm going to live my life and I'll see you on Sunday. But every once in a while, we run into something and it's like, God, I need some advice. I've got this thing going on at work, or I've got this thing going on with my spouse, or I've got this thing going on with my kids. I need some advice. I'm not against you, and I know my back's kind of towards you, but I'm not going to surrender everything to you. You might maybe become a preacher or something, and I don't certainly want to do that. But I'm going, okay, God, I've got this deal, but I need you to give me a little advice. I need you to speak. But before you start speaking, I need you to talk about only this. Don't talk about this. Don't mess with this. I got this under control. I just need you to talk about this particular thing. And then the next time I need some advice, I'll come back. Okay? You ready? Here's what I need you to talk about, God. Which car? Should we get married in May or June? God, I just need a little advice. I'm not giving everything to you. This isn't a holistic kind of a thing. This is just, I need a little advice. Now, can I give you my opinion for what it's worth? Here's just my opinion, okay? I don't think that God Almighty gives advice to people who have their backs turned to Him. I just don't think He does that. I don't think that God gives advice to people who have their backs turned to Him. I don't think He gives advice to people who are holding on to this one little thing in this certain area of their life, but they haven't opened their lives to Him in every single area of their life. He's not a counselor in that way. He's not an advice giver. He's not an answer man. He says, I want to speak to you, and I am going to speak to you, but I'm not going to speak to you about your question. I'm going to speak to you about your whole life, and if you're going to hear me, you've got to be in a position to listen. Now, let me tell you where I think this starts for you and me. If we're going to be in a position to listen, and we think that we have our backs turned to God, here's where I think it starts with us, okay? I think it starts with this verse. This would be a great verse to memorize. Something the psalmist said. He said this, remember? You know this. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. God, I want to be close to you, but your back's turned to me. I know. Be still and know that I am God. This isn't get on your knees and lay in your bed and drive your car and ask me a bunch of stuff and try to get my advice and counsel. No, it begins, listen, by getting real still and being recentered. And by recentered, I mean getting you out of the center of your life and putting God into the center of your life and saying, God, you are God, I am not. You are sovereign, I am not. And God, I want to be close to you, and I want to lean into you, so I'm going to be still and know that you are God. Listen, that is the starting point to be able to hear and listen to God. And here's what I've discovered in my own life, okay? That if I will learn to be still long enough, and if I can recenter on the fact that God is God and I'm not, that usually answers most of my questions. Because when I get recentered on God and I realize that God is God and I'm not, I don't really need much advice from that point forward. But see, like you, where I get bent out of shape and stressed and worried and anxious and oh my gosh, what is going to happen? It's because I've taken over the universe temporarily and I can't seem to control things as much as it needs to be controlled. And that's when I bring all of my anxiety to God. But He says, be still and know that I am God. I don't know about you, but it's hard sometimes for me to just be still. And I've got so much that I do during the week. It is hard to just be still and know that God is God. But if you're going to hear from God, and if I'm going to hear from God, the psalmist says there has to be some time where you get refocused and you get recentered, you get out of the center, you put God back into the center, and you just be still and listen, and not ask Him for anything, but know something, that He is God, and we are to be still and listen to Him. And live with the reality that God is God, and when He speaks, He can speak, but I can only hear Him when I'm in a position to listen. When I'm only in a position to say, God, whatever You want, wherever You want me to go, whatever You want me to do, whatever You want me to give, whatever You want me to be a part of, every single area of my life is Yours. But if your back's turned toward Him, you won't hear Him. It's when we turn in His direction and say, God, my whole life is Yours. I'm surrendering. I'm opening up my hands. I'm inviting You into every area of my life. Then and only then are you in a position to listen. And then and only then can you experience a close and personal relationship with God. I have to ask you, are you in a position to listen? I can't answer that for you. Are you in a position to listen? In other words, are you in that position to listen, or is there something in your life that you are holding on to that's so important to you that you are willing to hold on to it and miss hearing the voice of God? Is there something going on in your life or something that you're holding on to that is so important to you, that is so valuable to you, and you are holding on to it so tightly that you are willing to miss the voice of God in your life because of that? Can I just tell you from my perspective? That's a bad trade. That's a bad trade. Because the day will come when that thing that you're holding on to won't even be important to you anymore. I'm telling you, whatever it is you're holding on to, whatever it is that is keeping your back turned to God and you can't hear Him, folks, that is a bad trade. And I don't know what you're holding on to. But I would venture to say, if I were to call you up onto the platform and have you share with us, here's what I'm holding on to, all of us would say, dude, bad trade. God wants to speak to you. But you won't hear Him if your back is against Him. If you've turned your back to Him, you won't hear Him. You have to position yourself to listen to Him. And when you do, guess what you'll experience? You'll experience a relationship with God that's not about an event. It's not about rules. We're going to talk about that over the next couple of weeks. You will experience a relationship with God that's close and it's personal. And I know that's what you really want. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? And I just want to kickstart this for you for just a moment. With your eyes closed and with your head bowed, just for a moment, I just want to create a space for you to be still and know God. To be still and not ask Him for anything, but just be still and know that He's God. God wants to speak to you. And maybe over the next few moments, as you're still in seeking Him. God will speak to you. Let me give you a moment for that to happen. Father, I have to believe that that's where many of us, if not all of us, are. We want to hear from you. We want a relationship with you that's close. And Father, you are beginning to open our eyes to see what that looks like. And I'm grateful for that, Father. Thank you for that. Father, I know that for many of us, we have something that we're holding on to, and we're just afraid. We're worried that if we give it to you, we don't know what will happen. We don't know what you will do. We're not sure if we'll be able to make it. But Father, would you remind us in your gentle way that God, you have already done so much for us. You were willing to send your Son for us. You've already given us your best in your Son. On what basis do we think that you will withhold anything good from us? I don't know. Father, I pray that we would come with open hands and open hearts and open lives and just lay them before you. God, that we would not hold on to anything that's keeping us from hearing you. God, that we would turn around to you and we would just focus and be still and know that you're God. Not ask you for anything, but just be reminded that you're God and we're not. And whatever you want to do in us and with us and through us, God, that's your choice. I pray, God, that you would find us a group of people who love you, who hunger for you, who hunger to know you and experience you personally. Because that's what we want. And God, this week, as we carve away some time to just sit and listen to you, and not just necessarily do all the talking, but just be willing to listen. God, may we hear from you about our lives and about the things going on in our lives. May we hear what your will is for our lives. And may we be obedient to do just that. But until then, help us to just be still. To just be still and know you are God.